Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. This is Taran Travel, and I am a retired school teacher who decided to pivot after we had this pandemic. And I found my pivoting by going into doing a podcast. Today I want to talk about, you know, we've about to come to the end of January where people had all these New Year's resolutions and putting together vision boards, setting their, you know, reciting affirmations every day. But for some reason, we get stuck. We'll be, you know, really fast in the beginning, and then all of a sudden, we just drop down. And we sometimes can't even get out of bed. And you hear that stinking thinking voice in your head saying, who do you think you are saying these affirmations? You're not going to reach those goals. Just give it up. And so today I have asked a maximizing life coach, Deshaun Booker, to help us to get out of this rut. Deshaun, are you on the call?
I am. Good morning. I am on the call. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much. And if you could just kind of give our listeners just a little background on you and how you got into being this wonderful life coach.
Thank you. I love your introduction so much, and I certainly appreciate it. You know, a lot of times we believe that we're on the right track, right? We make these plans and we say what we want to do with our lives. And when we grow up, I want to, you know, be a doctor, a nurse, a teacher, or, you know, be an artist. And we have these great goals that we set for ourselves. So I always knew as a child that I loved teaching. And I used to play school when I was younger. I used to make my friends come and play with me, my family, my cousins, you know, gather everybody around from the neighborhood and literally set them down and make them play school with me. And even before that, I just played school with my imaginary students in my bedroom. You know, I would put my books on the floor and teach to them. I taught. I loved to teach. I did, you know. So I always had a thing for, you know, a calling, I will call it, for really
– yes.
Inspiring people. And so over the years that began to develop, of course, I went to college and I got my degrees in theater education. And, you know, I taught and teach at the college level. I always knew also that I just wanted to have a platform to inspire people and to encourage them. It didn't come in the sense of me saying I'm going to be a life coach. It didn't show up that way. It showed up by people actually asking me to speak and to do keynote speaking because they would see me speak in smaller forms or they knew that I did radio at the time or television. And so I began to really sit with that and sit with myself. And I said, you know, yes, I do the teaching. And then, you know, I'm a director, writer, producer. And as I began to really sit with the fact that I was being asked to speak, I began to do empowerment workshops for women first. So it started 20 years ago, and I started doing empowerment workshops for women through my nonprofit, my own nonprofit, which is Arts Creating Unity Institute. And the Arts Creating Unity Institute is my nonprofit where I teach tolerance, racial acceptance, and diversity through theater arts, through actual original stories and theater arts. And so I took that and I started to landscape for myself a platform of encouraging women through empowerment workshops using the arts. And as a result, my empowerment workshops began to burst out of that, you know, those scenes, if you will, and it took on a bigger positioning. And so as I took my empowerment workshops for women out, I started doing, you know, workshops and retreats and things along that way. And then I saw that, you know, it was growing. And then I literally did not create it. God gave it to me. Maximizing Your Magnificence was birthed from the empowerment sessions that I was doing and workshops that I was doing with women. It was Maximizing Your Magnificence because I was asleep and God woke me up and said, write this down and go to the computer and start, you know, he started depositing or downloading into me this concept. And so Maximizing Your Magnificence has become my coaching, facilitating, and training company, in which for the past 20 years I was coaching and teaching, you know, women. But then my speaking component really got its start around 2013. Well, I know that's not true, because I did keynote speaking, but working with women specifically around 2013. And so from that, I began to actually understand that I wanted to work with women so that mm-hmm. they are able to be intentional about their lives. They are able to work and live from a place of integrity and manifest increase. And so Maximizing Your Magnificence is truly about working with women to understand how they can live within their magnificence professionally or personally, however that looks to them. And so for these last years, that's what I've really been, you know, creating and highlighting. And I've developed the magnificence formula, where I teach women really how to be resilient, you know, the formula for that. Because as you said in the intro, we write it that we're excited about what we want to do, but how do we continue to stay on our course? So the magnificence formula is really a formula in which I teach women how to maintain their resiliency, how they're able to bounce back from our breakdowns and create breakthroughs, so that we can live with intention, have integrity, and maximize our magnificence by manifesting increase in every area of your life, whatever that is. And so today,
wow.
that is what I really love doing and sharing with women in through Maximizing Your Magnificence.
That is just such a beautiful concept, because I know for so many times, particularly since people have been in the pandemic and not able to hug people and see their family members, surely have that communication that will be up one day and then the next day we're down.
Absolutely.
And we have to really
Absolutely.
Fight to be able to keep it going. So what would you suggest to our listeners if you keep, you know, people will say they write it down, they have their vision boards, they're saying their affirmations. What can they do to break through, to get beyond that, to still go for their goals? What would you suggest?
Yeah, you know, Terry, that's such a phenomenal question. And you know how many times, if I had a penny, as we say, right, a nickel, a dime
mm-hmm.
for every time a woman mm-hmm. asked me that question, including my own present, you know, clients, right? Deshaun, I keep getting stuck. Deshaun, I'm just, you know, the biggest procrastinator. How do I keep, you know, moving forward when life is happening all around me? How do I move forward when the breakdowns continue to show up and they seem bigger than life, right? How do I manage that? How do I stop being in analysis paralysis? Because, see,
yes.
you know, we'll just get stuck in analyzing everything. And what I know for sure is that there is no magic potion. There is no fairy dust that I can sprinkle around and say, here you are, here it is. What has happened is we've been asking that question, including myself. My hand is raised right now. You know,
I understand.
Right. I am my number one client. And for years, I was doing the same thing. I am the biggest cheerleader of affirmations, of quotes, of mantras, of scriptures, of statements, of positive reinforcement. I really am. Remember, I was a teacher before I was a teacher. So I have been such a great, you know, lover, if you will, of knowledge. And so I was always, you know, in tune with how to think and what can I send out, what vibrations do I need. And so I was that woman, too, that wanted, you know, the right words to say. And how do I decree and declare something over my life, and how do I apply that? And I saw that I, too, was dropping the ball, or things weren't happening the way that I wanted. And I say that because most of the time when we ask, how can I get out of the rut, what can I do, we really want some magical potion. We want something that
yes.
we don't have to do any work, right? Right. We don't want to do
yes.
the work. And
yes.
it starts with, number one, the mindset. It isn't just, here are three steps that you can do, because I have several vision boards. Right, I have things on mm-hmm. vision boards, and I've kept my vision boards because, to tell you the truth, if I'm going to be honest here, there are some things on my vision board that didn't manifest, and I said, well, I need to keep that, you know, on the, until it manifests.
Yes.
What's happening, right? And so
exactly,
I realized that mindset, it really is, and you hear a lot of people tossing that word out, you know, that terminology or that methodology or ideology, mindset, but it really is true. See, the mindset isn't just, you know, a cute trend or, you know, emotional soundbite. Mindset is an assumption. It's a set of assumptions. It's a method in which a person holds an attitude, a person holds a disposition, how they feel. It's a mood. It's an intention, right? It's your thoughts. What are you thinking? What's in your consciousness? And your mindset begins to create a powerful incentive for you. Instead of that is disempowering. So we first have to look at what do we believe within our mindset. If we're talking about writing goals down or desires, right, what is it that your mindset is saying? What are you believing? What consciousness do you hold? What are you being aware to? Because that is going to have a direct influence on your choices. So if I choose a healthy mindset, if I just say, it isn't just enough for me to just say have a healthy mindset of abundance. Okay, well, I want to believe, you know, that I have the abundance. So let's look at it this way. You write the vision down. That's awesome.
Okay.
Of what you want. You believe that it's possible. Maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
I'll come back to that. I'll come back. And then number three, am I taking any steps? Am I being courageous? Am I moving? Is there movement in what I'm saying I'm going to do? Most of the time we write a vision, we just want it to kind of happen because we wrote the vision and it's cool and I'm interested in it, right? Here's what I want us to get before
exactly.
I go to those 3 points. I want us to get this. We have to be more than interested in our vision. We have to be more than interested in our dreams and our goals. We can no longer just be interested in a thing. We have to be committed. I'm going to say that again.
So commitment.
Right, right, right. Once I believe that I'm going to reshape my mindset, right, my neurological, you know, patterns here. I'm going to really adjust how my brain is thinking. I have to decide that I'm no longer going to just simply be interested, but I'm going to be committed. And commitment is where the work comes in. And most of us don't want to do the work.
That's true.
Because when the break, right? Isn't that true? When the breakdowns happen, we have to start over, or I have to regroup. I have to re-motivate myself. Have to make adjustments, but I've done, you know, these 3 steps so far. Well, we have to do 3 extra to keep going. So I was only merely interested in that dream, that goal, that vision. I wasn't committed. So before you do anything, you number one have to decide, am I merely interested or am I committed? And am I committed 100%, 75%, 20%? Because that's going to be the end result that I get. Whatever I input is going to be my output. So number one, am I interested versus commitment? Am I committed to this? Once I decide
exactly.
that, I write my vision down. I write a vision. That's awesome. Then the next thing is you have to believe it's possible. There's a mindset. Once you write your vision, write down after you write the vision, write down what do you have to, what is that you must believe in order to manifest the vision? What must I believe to manifest the vision? That's the step we don't usually do. We write down what I want, what I want, what I want. I want a big house. I want more money. I want freedom. I want travel. I want peace of mind, right? I want, you know, to make a 6-figure income. I want multiple streams of income. I want to get married, right? Whatever, we can write it all down. The next thing we must do within that framework right there is then write, what must I believe in order to manifest this vision that I just wrote down? Because
exactly.
I cannot have – go ahead.
I was just going to say, this reminds me of the, you know, I've always heard, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Yes. So it seems like it's following that.
It is. And that next step to that is still writing down the beliefs.
Exactly.
Stick with just the belief that we have and have held is I'm just interested in it. Write down specifically what your beliefs are. What must you really believe in to achieve it? I must believe that I have value, self-worth. I must believe that money is no longer my fear factor. I must believe that the process is fun for me. I must believe that being consistent is key. I must believe that I deserve all I desire. I must believe, right, that every dream I've had years ago, I can manifest today because I'm not going to get tired. I must believe, right, that I am gifted in these areas. I must believe that doubt, self-doubt, no longer takes control over me. So what do you have to believe? See how specific I gave? Those were specific examples of what I must believe in. I must believe
yes,
I'm brilliant.
Definitely.
I'm powerful. Right. And sometimes we don't want to write that down. You know why? Because that's stretching us. We're going, well, is that prideful? No. It's your new belief system. It's your consciousness. It's changing your mindset. I must believe I have confidence in myself to manifest those visions. So once I write down my belief.
Do you think saying it is a big part? Do you think that
absolutely.
Saying it, speaking
I'm gonna,
it is
I'm
important?
I'm going to share with you. Yeah, I'm going to share with you what I do in just a moment, how I bring that into play for myself. I'm going to share how I do that. So, And so once I write down what I believe, I've written down my, I call my manifestations, goals, right? Because sometimes when people hear the word goals, they get kind of, I don't know why that tends to intimidate us, okay? So, you know, if you want to write down your goals, your visions. Right. I call my manifestations because I'm in the process and I'm in the business of manifestation. That's just it. So, you know, you write your vision, you write down then what must I believe in order to have this? And then number three, we must be consistent to taking courageous actions. Now, we've heard take action. You heard me put an adverb, I put the verb there, the adjective. I put an adjective. What type of action?
Mm-hmm.
Courageous. We must take courageous action. And that adjective is there for a reason, because I can take an action that doesn't move me anywhere, Terry. You see what I'm saying? I can take an action that really doesn't move me anywhere. I can just kind of play with it. But if I'm being consistent in taking courageous action, I'm being bold. I'm standing in my boldness. Everything is off the table. I'm not going to any longer compromise the desires of my heart. I'm not going to compromise the gifts that are within me. So if I'm deciding, because that's where we drop the ball, I've done it. My hand is raised. Here, see me. I have not been consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're not consistent, going to make any traction, any movement in taking courageous action. We should always feel just a tad bit, you know, uneasy or nervous, right, in our natural selves about moving forward. We can't have a champagne life, right, and I'm still drinking, you know, soda, you know, or lemonade on a lemonade budget. We can't do it. But we still want to. So you asked the question, and I'm glad you asked. It's awesome. How do we do it, Deshaun? What do you do? So I write down my manifestations, what it is that I decree and declare that I want for myself within the new year. And even in the new year, I add to that list, right? Because we should be growing every 3 to 6 months, and things should be shaping for us. So as I write down my manifestations, my goals, okay, my vision, I then on another page in my notebook write down what I need to believe in to achieve, to accomplish those manifestations. I write down each belief that I need to have, each belief. I even have a belief that says I believe that I am doing work that is from my place of being passionate. I believe that the work that I'm doing is from a passionate place. That's one of my, I have to believe that. And so every day, either in the evening or in the morning, I read my manifestations aloud, I take my finger.
So you hear them.
And I read them aloud, and I take my finger, and I touch each one as I'm saying it aloud. I touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm sending the signal to my brain, what I'm
exactly.
doing, okay, neurological patterns. I'm now interrupting the old pattern in my brain and replacing it with the very pattern I need to stay consistent and to allow this new consciousness to live and take up residence in my brain. So I take my finger, and as I'm saying each of my manifestations, I'm saying it out loud and taking my hand and placing it over each of the manifestations. I then do the same thing while reading aloud what I need to believe in. I read what I need to believe
like
in out
it.
Loud. Yes, and my finger goes over each one as I'm each statement as I'm reading. That's what we haven't been taught or conditioned to do. Isn't that powerful to know that?
Well, what's interesting is that's what I did with my students in teaching them to read. When they would have a word, they would have to read it, they'd have to touch it, and they'd have to hear themselves say it.
So
that was how I was teaching them to read.
Why do you think we stopped doing it as adults? Let me ask you. Why, if that was good enough for you and it was most effective for you as an educator, right, as an intellectual educator, you knew that that worked. We knew. Why do we stop? Why do we stop doing
that? I think we feel like it's too childlike. I think we see we don't see how powerful it is because it was able to teach a child to know that these letters together make a word. And I just think that we lose those little things.
Yes. Well, you're right. Listen,
and to know, that is something.
It's something. It's neurological patterns. The neuroscience of it all with the brain is a phenomenal, you know, science, but it's natural. It isn't something that is to be hidden under a rock. It's the truth. It's the truth. I love the mindset. I learn, I teach it, you know, and I've studied it over the years, and it's really what we need to understand because we really do take things for granted, and we take them lightly. So when you say if you can believe it, then you can achieve it, we stop there. Like, what does that mean? That's just what I call an emotional soundbite. I call those emotional soundbites. They're just emotional soundbites. We're just tossing them in thin air, and nothing happens to them. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, if I'm writing a vision, I believe it's possible. I now know what that means. I'm being consistent. But here's a bonus nugget that I want to add. Here's a bonus.
Okay.
And I'm going to dive deep into this. I actually have, and I'm welcoming and inviting all of our listeners to join me on this Friday, January the 29th. I'm doing a LEAP 2021. LEAP means letting everything appear possible in 2021 and beyond. I'm doing a free masterclass on Zoom. And so I'm going to give the information on how you can contact me so that you can, the listeners can be a part of this free masterclass because I'm teaching the exact same thing we're talking about today. And I'm going to dive deep, you know, into this subject because it's so real and so powerful. But here's one nugget that I want to give, right? We talked about writing the vision for those of us that are linear.
Okay.
Number one, writing the vision to believing it's possible, right? And I talked about what that looks like, writing the what do you have to believe in? And then three, being consistent, taking courageous action. Here's the bonus nugget. Here's where we also miss it. Accountability to accountability.
Okay.
What happens if Deshaun, if I don't take courageous action on Monday? What happens if on Sunday night when I'm writing down what I'm going to do for the week, okay, on my to-do list, what if I don't get to one of my to-do lists on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday? The whole week goes by and I don't get to one of my to-do list actions. What happens? Nothing. No,
nothing.
Who's going to come? Right. Nothing happened. No one's going to say, I don't have a teacher. You know, I may have a mentor, but I don't have anyone saying something's going to happen to me directly. So my accountability has to be to me, right? Accountability to accountability. How do I do that? I'm dropping the bonus nugget. Here it is. We have to turn what's called natural consequences into an actual consequence. I'm going to say that again. We must turn a natural consequence into an actual consequence. A natural consequence is quickly, if I don't put gas in the car, it runs out, right? If I don't go to work on time, I'm always late, right? So that's a natural consequence. Another natural consequence, if I show up to work late often, I get written up, suspended, eventually I can get fired. Natural consequence. What's a natural consequence if I don't take action to one of the goals that I desire to accomplish?
We stay in the same place. Mm-hmm.
No, right.
We're just the
same. So we must give ourselves, we stay in the same place. We must give ourselves an actual consequence. How do I lose money from not taking action on my, you know, action that I deserved in my life, right, to reach my goal, to reach my desire? Am I not going to have freedom of peace? Do I not have the life that I want to live? Do I not have the abundance that I desire, right? If I don't have the abundance, I can't, you know, live the lifestyle that I like. I can't meet my needs over and beyond. I can't take trips like I like or travel. I can't take care of family members like I would like to. I can't give back in the community like I would love to do. I can't do the things that I want because the money isn't there. Why isn't the money there? Because I did not follow through. Why didn't I follow through? Because I had no accountability to self. Well, because I had no what? Actual consequence.
This is true.
We have to design, we have to write it down, pen to paper. What is my actual consequence if I do not, what is my actual consequence? What becomes my accountability to accountability? See, and that takes work.
I love it. Girl, we are down to the last 2 minutes.
No, go ahead.
We are down to the last 2 minutes.
That's what I have.
How can they find you? How can
they find me?
I am
on, I'm on well, Facebook at Deshaun Booker. That's D-S-H-A-U-N Booker, B-O-O-K-E-R. And so that's, I'm the same Deshaun Booker on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. My email address is Maximize Magnificent. That's M-A-X-I-M-I-Z-E-M-A-G-N-I-F-I-C-E-N-C-E. That's maximizemagnificence@gmail.com. Please email me there. Go to my Facebook at Deshaun Booker, Twitter at Deshaun Booker, Instagram at Deshaun Booker. I will have my Zoom link there. If you can't find me there, you can also go to my email. Email me for the Zoom link for this Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, Friday, January the 29th, Leap 2021, my free masterclass. I'm giving 5 success steps on how to execute your plan and manifest your vision.
I love it. So I'm going to put all of this information on all my pages, my LinkedIn, my Facebook, and my Instagram. And that is this Friday, January 29th, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Deshaun, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And all your
thank
great
you.
Information. And I always like to end my show. It was. I always like to end my show by saying, make a difference every day in some way. This is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.